Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hello, hello, loves. Today, we're going to have a short and sweet message, but this is something I made a while back. I came up with an analogy of our time here on planet Earth and the best way for us to wrap our brains around this experience, this crazy thing called life. So I'm always trying to come up with different ideas for us to understand that we're a powerful creator and how we can understand the bigger picture of this life experience so that we can show up even on a deeper level. So this puzzle, I'm going to share this with you today. This puzzle I created, and you're going to have some ahas, hopefully, but I want to give you this analogy, okay? So when we come to planet Earth, this is what happens. We come in alignment. When we're on the other side, we know who we are. We are whole, okay? Whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole. We know who we are. We know that we're a magical, powerful, spiritual being in a body, right? We come into the planet, and then this is what happens. All these pieces get displaced, and we have a whole, H-O-L-E, in ourself, right? And so this is setting up the game board of life. So how this happens by getting these pieces out and away from us and jumbled is stories that we take on that create this hole in ourself. And so eventually we have lies and stories that we've taken on from teachers and parents and siblings and love interests and more than anything, ourself, that we take on these stories to bring us away from the truth of who we really are. So this puzzle that I created, it says I am, so that we can go on a journey and put the truth back of who we are, right? So these are just pieces of the puzzle that I'm going to go over with you today. And we're going to put back these pieces of profound lessons or stories and pieces of truth that bring us back to wholeness, okay? So this first one that I picked up says, I am one with God, or one with the creator, okay? Oftentimes we are taught that we're separate and that God is an entity outside of us, the Almighty God, and that we are totally different than God and that we are separate, okay? So when we start to understand that we are all God, that we are all a piece of God, we are all a piece of the divine creator. It's like having a child and saying to your child, you're not like me at all. We're totally different. There's nothing within you that is within me. We don't think of our children like that. We think of them as they are ours. They're a part of us, right? They have our DNA, they have certain characteristics of us, and they're, of course, us. So realizing that we are one with God and that we are all a part of God is a very important truth for us to remember, to come back to wholeness, okay? The next one I just picked up, I am worthy of everything good, okay? Oh man, that's a big one, right? Because we start to take on these lies that we're not worthy. We're not worthy of having abundance and health and experiences that are full of joy. We're not worthy of having that relationship that we truly deserve. I talk to people all the time that they start to take on these lies about who they are, and they start to allow things in their relationships that are really not honoring. So when we can come back to this truth, I'm worthy of everything good, it's a big piece of that puzzle that can click into place. Okay. All right. I am loved and adored. Okay. Man, if you only knew how loved and adored you are by your divine creator and by spirit, just by you being you, that is such a beautiful truth to come back home to. Okay. I am loved and adored. I am a spiritual being. Man, how many times do you hear someone say, I'm not spiritual? That's so funny to me when I hear that. We are all spiritual. That's who you are, your spirit in a human body. So of course you're spiritual. All right. I am a gift to the world. We all have these beautiful gifts that we had before we ever came here. And then we come here and we start taking on these lies that we're nothing special, that we don't have any talents, that there's nothing unique about us. And it's a lie. So coming back to that truth that I'm a gift to the world, and I have gifts that not everybody has. I have unique abilities. So remembering that within yourself is so profound. So your job is to come back to those truths. What is it about you that you had before you came here and that you plan to bring to the world? For you, it could be a gift of cooking delicious food, or a gift of knowing great music. That's definitely a gift of my husband's. He comes in and he knows just the right music to put on to shift the moods, and whatever the occasion is, whether it's coffee in the morning or dinner or having friends over, he knows what to do. That's his gift. That's his unique gift to bring to the world. And so that's something that a lot of people would maybe not look at. Many times they just think of like these big things, of like these big grand pieces of art, but we all have our unique abilities to bring to the world. So what is yours? That's your job to uncover, right? That's your truth. I am beautiful or handsome, right? That's just the truth of it. So I can look at a soul and I can see their beauty, no matter where they're at in life, no matter how they're showing up. I can see that there is beauty within each of our souls. And so being able to see that in ourselves and to look past the outfit, look past the gray hair or wrinkles or muffin top or whatever your story is about your avatar that you're wearing or your outfit that you're wearing in this life, looking past that, being able to see that you are beautiful or handsome. One of my favorites, and that is, we are all connected. Wow. I used to hear this one a lot, and for a while, I got really into studying life after death experiences, also called NDE, which are near death experiences. And they would say that people would talk about how they would cross over to the other side. They would flatline and then they would have this experience. And many times they would see that we were connected. They would actually see, this is fascinating, but I heard this several times when people were recounting their experience on the other side, and they would talk about how they could physically see, it was like a web that went from one person to the next, like if they saw people walking on the street, they could energetically see this web of energy that went from one person to the next. And their message to that was that we are all one. Super fascinating, but we are all connected. I like to think of us as an ocean, right? And you could dip a cup in an ocean and set it out on the shore, and within it is the ocean, but the vessel that the ocean is in is different. So it might be a different color, or different shape, different size, different material that it's made out of, but inside of it is the same thing. So to me, that's a good analogy as to this truth of we are all connected. Okay. Oh my gosh. One of my favorites, and you know this when I say this, but anybody that listens to me, but this truth of I am a powerful creator. This is something that I will shout from the rooftops until the day I leave the planet, because this is one of the most important things for us to remember the truth of who we are. And that is that we're a powerful creator and we're creating every second, every minute of every day. And so becoming good at recognizing when we are creating something that is not honoring us is a game changer. That's where we start to shift everything, and everything changes when we can remember that we, based on what we are thinking, visualizing, saying, feeling, and believing, is going out into a pathway and becoming our reality. It's not just being thrown at us by an outside something and sending us fireballs to see how we're going to react to it. We take a part in co-creating with the divine our life. So when we can remember that, wow, game changer. Okay. All right. I'm here for a huge purpose. How many times do you see people that have forgotten that? And they come here and they take on that lie that they don't matter, that they're not contributing anything, that they don't have a purpose. We all have a purpose, a grand purpose, whether that is being on a big platform or impacting people's lives deeply on a smaller scale with not as many people, right? Either way, it is a grand purpose of loving your children deeply and raising these amazing human beings, or writing a book that affects millions of people's lives. Those are both amazing grand purposes, and each of us has a grand purpose, and it is for us to discover and to really go within and find that out, right? Okay, I am wearing the perfect outfit for this life. Wow. Okay. This is a truth that is a radical shift when we can remember that you're not your body, okay? So many times people come into this body and they hate their hair, or they hate their ears, or they don't like their body structure or their nose or whatever it is that they say, or, you know, pick their self apart. You're wearing an outfit, and it was the perfect outfit that you chose for this lifetime. Whether you're male, female, tall, short, color of skin, all of those different things are your outfit in this life. At the end of this life, you're going to drop that outfit. You're going to go on to another outfit. Maybe you'll pick up a different outfit and go into another realm, or maybe you'll just go into your spirit. I'm not sure about that, but I know that this is an outfit and it's temporary. I do know that for sure. So I like to think of it as the car you're driving in this lifetime, right? So many times we take on it as our identity, right? But you wouldn't do that with your car, right? If your car got a ding in it, or, you know, maybe was not as wonderful as you wanted to be driving, you wouldn't take that on as like, oh my gosh, I'm a loser because my car has a dent in it. Right? You'd just be like, this sucks because my car has a dent in it. So I want you to stop thinking so much about your outfit that you're wearing in this life as to being who you are and your worth. It's not. It's an outfit that you're wearing in this life. Now, we want to take care of our outfit. We want to take care of our vehicle in this lifetime, but it is a temporary outfit. Okay? I am surrounded by an entourage of spirit. Oh my gosh, what a great truth. Okay. Many times we feel like we're alone. We're never alone. We have an entourage of spirit. We have spirit guides. You can call them angels, spirit guides, whatever you want to call it. But we do have an entourage of spirit that is with us at all times and throughout our life. They were assigned to us before we ever came here and will be with us until the day we leave the planet. And it is our choice as to whether we have them. We're the one that's like playing the main role, but they're there as supporters, to be supporting actors for us and to help us and be that team. But we have to ask for their help. We have to ask for their guidance and their support. And so to remember that they're there and to start playing with them and to start interacting with them is a beautiful truth to come back to and another game changer in our life. Okay. I am playing a part in the movie. This is not really reality. Okay. What are you talking about, Jen? You're going out there. Okay. So I want you to think of us as playing a part in a movie. Have you ever heard anyone talk about how when they die, they're actually going home or the dream is over, right? So I want you to think of this is a movie that we're in. And when the movie's over, then we actually go back to the truth of who we really are, our real part in the world, right? So for now, yeah, we're playing these different characters and we're learning, we're growing, and we're having an experience, but we're all playing a part in this movie, the grand movie of life, okay? I am energy. Oh my gosh. Yep, you are. And so am I. We are energy. Everything is energy. So I love this piece of information when the scientists talked about how you can zoom in at the smallest particle for many, however long they thought that the atom was the smallest particle. I think that it's something else now. I can't remember what it is, but zooming in on the smallest particle, if you were to look at your hand, if you were to zoom in and then zoom in closer and closer and go into the smallest particle, you would see that it's 99.9999% empty space. Nothing there. I remember my teacher in my college biology class, she was sitting on a big wooden desk. And I remember her hitting the desk and saying, this is an illusion that this is solid because it's 99.99999% empty space. And I remember going, what in the world? This is crazy town. Like, no, it's not. I can see. What is she talking about? And over time, as I've gotten more into spirituality, it's interesting because science actually says this as well, but you are energy. So even though you appear to be solid and other things in the world appear to be solid, it's actually just energy vibrating together to create the illusion of being solid. So everything's energy. Okay. I am unconditional love. Okay. Oh my gosh. This is a truth. At your innate truth of who you really, really are. You are love. That's who you are. I remember another thing that I learned going into that world of life after death experiences. Everyone would come back with the same message. Even though they had different experiences, they'd see different things, they would talk about it in their own words. Every single person comes back with the same message. And it is not, oh, you have to do this or do that or be a part of a certain religion. Their message that they come back with is, above all, is love. That's what matters. That's what we all are. And that is the only thing that is really real is love. So there you are. I am an abundance of wealth. Yes, that is definitely true. You're not really anything aside from pure abundance of everything good, right? So if you think about when we drop this illusion of life, go to the other side, are you sick? Well, no, of course not. You're healthy. Are you sad? No, you're joy. You're feeling joy, right? Are you unworthy or are you worthy? Well, of course you're worthy. You're all of those higher levels when you go back to who you really innately are. And so you're definitely not broke. Okay. So thinking of if you are wealthy or if you're broke, you're definitely an abundance of wealth. Okay. And then this last one, I had my 5-year-old write. And so he said, I am thoughtful of others. So super cute. But on that note, we are all these inner children in a human body. So having my child write that was really special and really cute. But that's my message for you today. And when you get the puzzle all together and you get these profound pieces of truth that come back and you click them into place, This doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey, okay? I would hear certain pieces of this puzzle and I would maybe hear them many, many times before they finally clicked into place, bringing me back to wholeness. Once this puzzle comes back to wholeness, it doesn't mean you're now perfect and that life is perfect. What it means is you now are playing this game of life on a way higher level, and it's a much more enjoyable experience as opposed to having all these holes within you, which are lies. So I want you to think about these pieces of truth and to really start to play with them. But hopefully you had some ahas today. I will tell you that the one piece of truth for me that, boy, did this one take a long time. It was like I still had that gaping hole, okay? But it was, I'm worthy of everything good. That clicked into place in the spring of 2016, my loves. And since then, things have never been the same. So wherever you're at on your journey, whether you feel like you're just getting started to get those pieces of the puzzle to pick them up and put them back into place, or whether you feel like you've been at it at a long time and maybe there's some stubborn ones that are still not in place yet, that's okay. Keep working at it. Keep working at it. Or maybe you're at a place where you're reflecting on your life and you're like, wow, I have come so far and I feel like I'm here. I feel like I'm at that place where things are pretty good and I am having a completely different life experience than I ever did before. So wherever you're at, keep going, keep working on it, and know that I'm thinking of you this week, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliathu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.